Hello, Antoine. So today was the first day of our show dog special workshop. And tell us a little about your feeling and what we did today and which topics did we discuss and show the people.
Well, this is not my first time in Germany. This is my third seminar. But every time there is something new and something surprising. The first surprise was the big interest and too many people in this group. In some moments it was difficult to work with all of them and to pay individual attention to everybody, but I hope they are happy with what we have done today. The topics were fixing the dog, stacking the dog, some theory about the rules and regulations of correct showing the dog in the ring, correct presentation. For me, the most important presentation was today about the theory of the body language and the non-verbal communication with the dogs and with the other participants in the dog show, which I hope was interesting for the participants.
Yes, I think this was a very interesting point, but because you could see the attention of the people.
Yes, and I listened to the applause at the end, which was also one of the surprises today. What I can say, the participants today, they're well experienced, they have enough knowledge and experience at the dog shows, but, you know, they need some details to be improved, some fine tunings. As I said, these small details are making the big picture.
Yeah, that's good. So, and we had two junior handling girls here.
Yes.
And one of them, you know, she will represent Germany at the Crafts.
Yes, this is my biggest pride, the successes of my judges. Usually, every year at the finals of International Junior Handling Competition at Crafts, I have several of my students competing, representing different countries. Last year was my record with 8 of them in the final. This year I have only 4, but here I found the 5th one.
Yes.
Representing Germany.
Yeah, and she is, I was really impressed.
Yes.
Yeah, although, as you told her, she still has to improve some things, but she worked with a Doberman here we had, and the owner, it's the first one, the first time, and she did it perfectly.
Yeah. Yes, she has a very good base.
Yes.
And if she improve, if she upgrade on this base, she can be.
So we wish
a winner everywhere.
We wish her all the best for
yes.
the craft.
So fingers crossed for her.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow we will continue 9:30
with the movements.
With the movements. So
yes.
It will be a very interesting day tomorrow.
Yes, today was maybe a little bit boring because too much theory, but we have to go through the theory. Tomorrow they will run. I hope they will be not tired at the end.
I think tomorrow we can switch off the heat.
Yes, we can save on this.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, tomorrow, we will make, this is a secret, it is a surprise for them, we will organize a competition for the best handler. We will simulate the situation at the real show, and there is... like at the real show, we have trophies. We have even a bottle of wine for the winner.
So
yes.
We will post this tomorrow when we are here so they can't hear it.
We will have problem if the junior handler win this competition.
Okay, but who knows?
Yes, and hopefully their parents also like wine.
Yeah. So looking forward to tomorrow, and thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me and for assuring these fantastic conditions for the seminar. This center for sports with dogs,
yes.
How they call it.
They do a lot of things. So they mainly do agility, but they do also IGP, obedience. And this hall you can use for dog shows and for hoppers and all this stuff.
This, when I look at this center, it is like a dream come true for me.
Yes.
Maybe one day we'll have something similar in my country.
I hope so.
Yeah. And we will work for this.
Yes. And we are planning future workshops next year, we can tell already.
Yes. So
we
be
will,
welcome.
We will do. Okay. So thank you very much. And later we see us for dinner.
Okay. And see everybody tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, we have a seminar next weekend.
And we forgot. Next weekend, 2nd and 3rd of March.
Yes.
So we have still a little bit of space. So who's interested, they can give us a call or send us an email or a message.
By the way, you started with a question, what was surprise? The biggest surprise was the number of the participants willing to take part in this seminar. We were planning only one seminar, but we had so many that we were forced to make a second one next
that's
week.
That's fact, yes.
And I hope that we'll have a fully booked seminar also the
next
weekend.
We hope to. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.